This is program number ALW-2711. Well, they called him Crazy Bill. Hi, this is Larry West. I guess one reason was because of the way his mouth looked. He had received an injury when he was a child, and he gave his mouth a wicked-looking grimace that was enough to scare anyone who didn't know him. Another reason they called him Crazy Bill was because, I guess, of the way he walked. He just sort of loped along, you know, with a peculiar shuffling gait. And it was the kind, you know how kids are, that children love to mimic. Now, just because that was the way that Bill looked and that was the way Bill walked, it really didn't mean that he was crazy. He knew a lot. He watched people. He read books. But he really didn't have much to say. That is, except to a little girl named Jenny Brown. Now, Jenny was just 5 years old. And she insisted that Bill was her very best friend. The little house Bill lived in bordered on the Browns' property. Allison Brown, Jenny's daddy, was president of one of the largest banks in town. And he had to drive past Bill's place every day, going to and from his rather lavish house built upon a hill. Allison had tried everything short of a shotgun, I guess, to get Bill to sell out. But Bill constantly refused. Bill said his little house had been in his family for generations, and since he was the last of the line, he just couldn't sell. But Allison never quit trying. He said and did all sorts of mean things, Allison did, that made life just pretty miserable for Crazy Bill. But little Jenny, Allison's little girl, liked Bill from the very first time she saw him. One day, Jenny was playing at the edge of the swimming pool there in her backyard. She looked up to see Bill shuffling by, and then she reached up to give him a friendly wave when all of a sudden it happened. Her foot slipped, and into the pool she went. Allison drove up just in time to see Crazy Bill dive awkwardly into the water. By the time that Allison got out of his car and raced over to the pool, Bill was depositing little Jenny on the concrete edge, coughing and scared, but none the worse for her experience. Allison didn't even look at Bill as he held Jenny tight and kissed her, but Jenny pulled away to see Bill, soaking wet, shuffle in his peculiar walk away from the pool. And she hollered, "Thank you, Mr. Bill." Bill turned, grinned crookedly with that peculiar smile of his, and just about the time he turned back to continue his journey, he all of a sudden fell to the ground. Allison rushed over. Bill was unconscious. "Call Dr. Ramsey," Allison shouted to someone in the house. But by the time that Dr. Ramsey arrived, Crazy Bill was dead. Doc said it was a heart attack. And that was when Allison Brown found reality slapping him in the face. On the day of the funeral, Allison Brown asked if he might read a little piece out of the Bible. His voice shook as he read that familiar line, a line I guess that everyone was surely thinking of. It went this way: "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend." Allison closed his Bible and looked up and into the eyes of a house full of people, and he then said, "Jenny was Bill's friend, but," he said, "I regret that I was not." You know, I think that William A. Ward said it right when he said, "Close your eyes to the faults of others, and you'll open the doors of friendship." Little Jenny had closed her eyes to the faults of Crazy Bill, and that's why they were friends. Ever wished you had a chance to do something over? Listen. Reach out to someone not so desirable in your neighborhood and close your eyes to his faults. It's amazing. He'll become your friend. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it in care of this address: Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.